1-800-878-8888.
We're live and on location at the Bismarck Civic Center today with What's on Your Mind here today for the Women's Business Summit. We're going to chat with the keynoter a little later on in the program, the founder of Baby Einstein. You probably heard about those products.
I wish they would have had that around when I was little.
Bringing arts to the babies and the toddlers. You didn't get that?
No. Maybe
you weren't cultured as a toddler?
Maybe I'd have been smarter.
And we're also going to talk with... A business owner from South Dakota, and talked a little bit about how she got things started. So looking forward to all that coming up today on the program. Want to know what's on your mind? In the meantime, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Why do more people not show up at meetings? You know, for one thing, I think there's a certain amount of bureaucrats that don't want citizen input when it comes to budget time. So a lot of times,
absolutely not.
You got to search. You got to look at. I mean, I asked Eric, what's the number one way to find out? What do you say? Public notices in the newspaper.
Yeah.
You ever seen the size of those?
Yeah.
It's not the front page with a headline.
Microscopic.
Yeah, they're in the back, like the classifieds, and you really got to look for them. A lot of times, the meetings are in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
You know when
they've been doing that more and more, and I think there's a reason behind that too. But a lot of these politicians that are elected to those local offices, they get in their head what they want to do, and the process is over. You know, these meetings are supposed to be part of a process. They're supposed to be the input from the citizenry to get their input, their word, their thought process. You're supposed to sponge this in.
You've got to force yourself into that dialogue.
But they don't want that dialogue.
I don't think they do in most cases. I think they have an idea which way they want to go. And emailer says, folks don't show up at a meeting for various reasons. One, chief is they don't know the meeting. They don't know of the meeting. Two, they've got something else going on. Three, they feel it would make no difference because the powers will be able to do what they want to do, public be damned.
And I'll add a fourth. They don't know the process.
He added a fourth. Finally, maybe they just do not care.
All right, I'll add a fifth. They don't know the process. People, when's the last time you think about a civics class in high school, junior high school? You know, that was the opportunity to learn the political process, and a lot of
this isn't hard though.
It's not hard.
You don't need a civics class for this. This is okay.
Wouldn't hurt though, but people don't know the process.
Here's the deal: if you're frosted about your property taxes, talk to the people that are using the funds that you're providing, and that is your school board, that is your county commission, that is your city council. It is the local entities, park district. I mean, those are the if you tally up your property tax bill. So, again,
and people only show up when there's an issue. They don't show up on a regular basis.
Well, the issue is the property taxes are too high.
But people should show up.
And if you now have a legislature that has said, okay, we're going to take nearly $1 billion here. We're going to send this back to the local entities so the citizens get it. We heard about that for months, you know, earlier in the year.
And your property taxes went down a dollar.
Well,
or $8.
You need to involve yourself in that process so you don't find that is the case when it happens. So that's where I think it's really important to let your voice be heard about this. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Another question, Sarah Palin on her Facebook page said, Obama's debt default is on his shoulders while we shoulder his impeachable offenses. Apparently, the president thinks he can furlough reality when talking about the debt limit. To suggest that raising the debt limit doesn't incur more debt is laughably absurd. The very reason why you raise the debt limit is so that you can incur more debt. Otherwise, what's the point? It's also shameful to see him scaremongering the markets with his talk of default. There's no way we can default if we follow the Constitution. The 14th Amendment, Section 4, requires that we service our debt first. We currently collect more than enough tax revenue to service our debt if we do that first. However, we don't have enough money to continue to finance our ever-growing federal government with our $17 trillion in national debt that has increased 50% since Obama took office. That's why President Obama wants to increase the debt limit. He doesn't want to make the tough decisions to rein in government spending. So he's scaremongering the markets about default, just as he tries to scaremonger our senior citizens about their Social Security, which, by the way, is funded by the Social Security Trust Fund and is solvent through 2038. It's time for the president to be honest with the American people for a change. Defaulting on our national debt is an impeachable offense, and any attempt by President Obama to unilaterally raise the debt limit without Congress is also an impeachable offense. Is that crazy talk?
Absolutely not. Now, I'm by no means a Sarah Palin fan, but she's right. And she's making sense right now.
Well, you've mocked every time somebody brings up impeachment because you say two words, Joe Biden. So you got to decide what side you're on here. Are you for Sarah Palin and saying if he does that, it's impeachable? Or
I'm saying there's impeachable offenses there, but do I want to see an impeachment? No, I don't want to see this government get drugged through that mud. I want to see this problem fixed before it ever gets to that level. The problem is we're stuck in so much gridlock right now. What's going to get fixed? Nothing's going to get fixed.
Tell us what you think at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. You can also weigh in on the Sarah Palin question online. And we have a deal, supposedly. What do you think of the deal? On House Republicans have a counterproposal to what the Senate and the President have agreed to on a temporary spending bill to reopen the government until January 15th, an increase in the debt limit to last until Feb 7, a two-year delay of the Obamacare medical device tax. This is the House version now. A requirement that the Obama administration verify the income of Americans receiving tax subsidies through Obamacare, and a revised version of the so-called Vitter Amendment.
What, you just don't have to write it down on a piece of paper and go, this is what I make?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, that's what they did. Because
hey, I want to do that if I have to buy a house or a car.
The Vitter Amendment, by the way, says Congress and Executive Department officials like President Obama, but not their staffs, are required to purchase insurance through the marketplace just like everybody else. So, anyway, let us know what you think. Back to the phones, Brad. Grand Forks, you're next. Thanks for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, Steve, you know, here's what I'd like to see. I know it's never going to happen, but what I'd like to see happen with this whole debt limit thing is I'd like to see Kevin Cramer and the Republicans in the House go back and say, you know what, there is absolutely no deal until we completely, absolutely, 100% repeal Obamacare. No defunding it, because you can defund it, but there's still pieces of it they can implement without funding and all this kind of stuff. I say fight to the absolute bitter end. And I know that that's not going to happen, but, boy, I tell you what, we've got, like you just mentioned, $17 trillion in debt. Do people even understand how much money that is? I mean, if you stack $100 bills up, $17 trillion in $100 bills would be enough to almost fill a city of houses. And I'm not exaggerating on that at all. $1 million in a briefcase is about a briefcase is $1 million. Now you multiply that times 1,000 million is a billion, and 1,000 billion is a trillion. And we've got 17 of them. This is so much money, you can't even begin to fathom that amount. And I say we fight to the bitter end. We've got a way to stop them, and just keep hammering it on every news show, on every radio station, and say, look, the reason we are not funding the government is because President Obama is unwilling to compromise. The Senate has passed a horrible, horrible bill that is going to do nothing but harm the medical industry and the people of the United States. And we are not going to stop until it is repealed. And if that means shutting the government down, shutting 17% of the government down for the next 10 years, we're going to do it. And if they want more money on their debt, they need more money to pay our bills, and we're not going to fund Obamacare because there's the money. The money. They just need to get it.
Brad, the problem is it's already law, and I think we're not going to go back that road. We need to get butts in the seats, you can address that.
I'm with Brad, though. I think they've given in a little early here. Now, again, maybe there's still time to do it, but at least that one-year delay. I mean, I don't think there's enough on the Obamacare fund.
You know who you don't hear from? You know who you don't hear from in the Obamacare part is the insurance industry, and that's to me, that's a little remiss. Let's go to Mark in Grand Forks. Quickly, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I'll give you four quick examples of impeachable offenses by Obama. Number one, NSA spying. NSA officials have admitted that in the Obama administration and the Bush administration, they exceeded their legal authority to surveil American citizens. That's why in 2008, Congress passed legislation that gave the five largest telecoms in this country retroactive immunity from criminal prosecution. Number two, Benghazi. Obama had no idea how long the attack on the embassy consulate would go on, so he clearly made a decision to allow those people to die. Number three, Fast and Furious. ATF whistleblowers testified before Congress that the Obama administration sent 2,500 weapons, including 50-caliber sniper rifles, to drug cartel members and made no attempt to interdict or stop the transfer of those weapons. One of them was found at a site where Brian Terry, a border agent, was killed. And number four would be the cap and trade, where he ignored the Senate, where the Senate did not allow cap and trade to be passed, but yet he used the EPA to cap CO2 emissions. We cannot now build a new coal plant in this country as a result. Senator Inhofe made a video, put it on YouTube, giving all the sources, stating that the EPA used fraudulent climate data to enact a CO2 cap. So
and Congressman Cramer's looking at that too, trying to get that data. So Mark, thank you for the phone call.
He doesn't need the debt ceiling.
No,
talk. He's got four other examples there. And by the way, some folks a little unimpressed with Sarah Palin's suggestion here on our Facebook page. We'll talk about that too when we come back. If you chance to weigh in, don't go away.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day: what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hey, Scott Hillen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
In North Dakota, water is a precious resource. That's why giving water new life through recycling is important. Learn how North Dakota is using new ways to recycle and conserve water by attending the Garrison Diversion Water Reuse and Recycling Conference, Wednesday, October 16th at the Ramada Plaza Suites and Conference Center in Fargo. It's free, but pre-registration is requested. Register by calling the Garrison Diversion at 701-652-3194. That's 701-652-3194.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn and Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn and Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn and Suites of Bismarck. Visit expressway hotels.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, broadcasting the Women's Business Summit, the Bismarck Civic Center. Keynote speaker Julie Anger Clark, Baby Einstein. We're going to talk to her coming up at the bottom of the hour. More of your phone calls coming up in just a few minutes.
It's not too late for us to start now in the arts.
Absolutely not.
We're not babies. We're not toddlers any longer, but maybe in an arts sense we are.
You think that might actually do me some good?
We'll bring it up here at the bottom of the hour with the expert. Can we participate in Baby Einstein? Is there still hope for us?
I don't know if there's hope for us.
Yeah. By the way, as I mentioned on our Facebook page, a couple of questions we're asking. One about Adrian Peterson. New York Times, New York Post columnist wrote an interesting column, said, hey, you know, we tend to sort of glorify these guys on the field and forget some of their off-field stuff's not so good. And he raised some interesting points about Adrian Peterson. So if you want to weigh in on that, see the article, check that out. Sarah Palin believes that Barack Obama is risking impeachable offenses with the way he's handling the debt limit debate. Do you agree? Here's some of the comments. Cameron says, Sarah Palin is not qualified to make such a statement. Chad says, I'm sure I would trust a constitutional lawyer before a past governor because, you know, they know the law and stuff. Catherine said, anything that comes out of her mouth sounds like the teacher in Charlie Brown to me. John says, I agree with Sarah Palin. Jamie says, Sarah Palin's pretty much spot on with most things she says. Obama's the constitutional lawyer. Ha, ha, ha. Rodney says, so when one side finally does impeach the other, do you think it would stop there? Clever way to take the power of the people out of the political process. Then only politicians get to decide who stays. Lloyd says, yes, they should be impeached. They should have impeached him already. Mark says, Sarah Palin needs to go away. And Ron says, what offenses? And it has to do with the 14th Amendment. Basically mandating in our Constitution that we pay our debts first. Therefore, the argument is Obama shouldn't be saying we won't pay our debts if they don't let the debt ceiling a debate. Anyway,
it's mandated.
Another question, won't go to your answers right now, but you can weigh in on and ask Yanni her as well. A Fargo protest organized by Democrats to criticize Kevin Cramer about the government shutdown, attended by a measly 25 people yesterday. What does that mean? Does it mean that people are not all that upset that the government shut down? Tell us what you think. 800-228-0550-701-258. 0550 or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
We've got full phone calls. Let's get back to the phones. Ted in Minot, what's on your mind today, Ted?
Hey, fellas, just two words. Term limits for Congress. I cannot believe that in this climate that we have right now that that's not at the forefront of all discussion. Term limits for Congress.
Why stop at Congress?
Well, we got to start somewhere.
I couldn't agree with you more.
I mean, these guys, I think the founders would roll over in their graves if they saw these professional politicians who seem to get to Washington, they get separated from the people, and they don't have to live with their own laws. It's we've established a ruling class in this country, and
I think you're right.
We need to get the term limit.
You're right, Ted, and that's the problem. We don't have a citizen legislature anymore. We've got professional politicians that have turned into that aristocracy in this country.
I think Ted's solution of a constitutional fix for everything that ails us is the answer. I mean, right down the line.
I think given enough time in a few years, I think it would solve virtually all of our problems that come out of Washington if we would just eliminate the professional politicians and replace them with citizens who would go there for a few years, vote their conscience, vote for the best interest of the country and the people, and I think that we would end up in a few years with things straightened out.
Appreciate the call, Ted, and the passion. By the way, breaking news, the White House has rejected the proposal that I just read.
Go figure.
The House GOP proposal to end the shutdown and avoid the debt default doesn't have much of what our listeners want in it anyway. Consider it watered down, and the White House even rejects this. So we're still where we are. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall tomorrow on the program for a full update and to the minute. All right, let's go to Mark and Hazen. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Mark, tell us.
Good morning. Say, I've called in on this show before about property tax, and I'm just listening to it today. I'm just getting livid some of the comments that are being made. The state legislature did not provide property tax relief for counties and cities. The only thing they did was provide foundation aid payments for the schools.
Well, that was part of it, but there was more. I mean, there was that.
No, there was no more. The problem that most people don't understand is these entities, the school board, the county, and the city, they don't share money back and forth. Each one has to stand on its own. The counties and the cities are experiencing problems related to the oil activity in North Dakota. We can't buy gravel. We can't get contractors. We can't hire employees because the prices have just gone out the roof.
So are you making an argument, Mark, that it's not possible to lower property taxes or hold even, that you the dollars that came back, the offsets that were intended by the legislature to lower property taxes, you're saying it's not possible to do that at the county level?
Okay. 50% of your property tax goes to the school district. 25% goes to the city and 25% goes to the county. That's an average across the state. Now, if the county, for example, raises by 23%, they're not raising your taxes by 23%. They're raising their portion. And how do the cities and counties make up for the rising costs caused by the oil activity going on in the western part of the state? How do they make up the difference?
Well, the infrastructure dollars that have gone there are north of $1 billion as well, just for the oil patch.
And it wasn't enough.
Right, but we're not in the oil patch. I'm talking about counties that, in the eastern part of the state, for example. All the contractors are headed to the western part of the state. You can't get contractors unless you pay
through the nose.
Here's the deal. Given the amount of dollars that did go back, you're going to have a tough sell to say it's not enough. And I get some counties outside the oil, patch didn't get as much as the others, but again, a lot of bucks went back to the local level.
The schools, not to the local entity. They went to the schools, period.
Well, remember
Mercer
the limits?
County, for example, Mercer County did not receive a penny in oil impact money to help with roads or, and maybe we shouldn't. I'm not saying that it should have been, but we still have to deal with the rising costs of materials and labor and contracts.
Valid point. Thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Marlene in Minot. What's on your mind today, Marlene?
Probably have an opposing view to the other people. I don't feel that my property tax is too high. I feel that my house, of course, is 50 years old, but when I divide it by 12, I think it's a pretty good bargain for what I get from the city. And as far as school tax, when my children attended school and my grandchildren, somebody else paid the taxes before my kids started school. So to me, I feel it's payback time.
So you look at it as an investment for the future.
That's right. And
how much is it?
How can we expect to have all these services? We're demanding more and more and more of our cities and counties. How can we expect to have that and not pay for it?
I think that's part of the problem, Marlene. We're demanding too many services in a lot of cases.
That's right.
I'd like to know what kind of increase you've had, too, and if it matches with the other increases across the board. Is it, the same amount your power bill's going up, your grocery bill's going up? I think that's another concern for a lot of folks, is just the level of increase year after year. And you are in a minority, Marlene, but appreciate your viewpoint nonetheless. Thanks for telling us what's on your mind. We're live today at the Bismarck Civic Center. We'll talk with the keynoter from the Women's Business Summit when we come back. Don't go on.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Minnesota kids get a fall break soon, so Mom, Dad, what are you going to do for the long weekend?
Scott has an idea for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, with family fun for fall for the entire crew. It'll be a blast. Take advantage of the long weekend, bring the family to Chase on the Lake, have some fall fun, and get a load of this deal. $360 gets you 3 nights in a classic 2-bedroom, 1-bath condo. Great deal. That's right, 3 nights, $360. $250 for 2 nights in a classic hotel room, and you can upgrade to Lakeview or Lakefront for just a couple extra bucks. And all the fall fun weekend activities include live entertainment at the 502 and Friday and Saturday night, bonfire and s'mores every night, movie night, pumpkin painting, kids Halloween costume contest, bingo, prizes. I mean, they do the open bowling, the ice cream social. It's a blast. Even a fall color pontoon cruise. Sound like fun? ChaseOnTheLake.com. Promo code Scott for the great deal, or give them a call at 1-888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06, and enjoy your weekend fall break at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Mind. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We'll get back to your calls in just a little bit. We'll get one more phone call in here before we talk to the keynote speaker today's Women's Business Summit at the Civic Center in Bismarck, Julie Clark, the founder of Baby Einstein. We'll talk to her coming up in just a few minutes. Bob, want to get your comments in before we move on to our next guest. What is on your mind today?
Hi, guys. Good morning. Yeah, a couple other things real quick here that I wanted to mention about impeachable offenses. And I think Sarah Palin is exactly spot on. And anybody who doesn't see these things clearly does not have an understanding of our Constitution of their own country. You know, first off, this health care bill, okay, it was what body of legislation passes the bill without even reading it? That was ridiculous. What's her name? Nancy Pelosi's comments. Secondly, when it went to the Supreme Court, it was approved as it was. Now he threw in these exemptions for all these different exemptions and exempting themselves. And Article 2 of the Federalist Papers, I believe it is, clearly states that Congress shall make no laws and then thereby exempting themselves from those laws. So that's illegal right there. And then the other thing, two things I wanted to bring up real briefly was, John Kerry, our Secretary of State, signed that small arms treaty with the United Nations, clearly slapping in the face of our Second Amendment. Now, he didn't just go do that on his own. That was clearly under the approval of the authority of the president. So that's a impeachable offense because he's not defending our Constitution of the Second Amendment. And then the third thing was these appointments of all these czars, these non-elected officials that have authority and power over us. They're non-elected, and even the term czar is a communist term from Russia. If you remember way back, for example, the Fiddler on the Roof, remember he talked about, Tevye talked about how the czar is coming in. I mean, so clearly those three things on top of Benghazi, the Fast and the Furious, and these other issues that Mark down there in Grand Forks, and I really love that guy. He's really spot on. These are also other things that, I mean, I just wish people would wake up and see this administration for what it clearly is. You know, they don't have our nation's best interest at heart. If they did, they would open up the Keystone Pipeline wide open. They would build all kinds of refineries. Our gas in this country would be $1.50 a gallon. It's crazy what this nation, with these people, people in this nation are allowing this administration to get by with. But I would like you guys to just kind of think about those things real quick. The appointment of the czars, the fact that the health care bill was approved as it was, but then later after it went to the Supreme Court, they started with these exemptions.
The bait and switch, absolutely. You added to the list mightily. We have quite a list growing, Steve.
The list is getting larger.
Bob, appreciate the call. Thanks. As we mentioned, we're at the Bismarck Civic Center today for the Women's Business Summit, and over the lunch hour today, Julie Clark will be the keynote speaker. She's come from Colorado to tell the amazing story of baby Einstein. Hi, Julie. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Welcome to North Dakota.
You know, during the break, we asked her if there's any hope for us, and she said no.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably not.
A little late.
No geriatric line yet of baby Einstein, right?
Hey, now.
Baby Einstein, just tell us about how this, you know, how you take an idea and a dream and morph it into a company that ultimately sells to Disney for billions of bucks.
Oh, piece of cake.
Piece of cake, huh?
Well, you need a great idea. So for me, it came out of being a stay-home mom. I had a baby. I knew that I wanted something for her that didn't exist in the market. And what that was a way to expose her to the arts, things that I loved, like classical music and poetry and nature. And that just wasn't around. And I thought, well, first of all, why isn't it around? And I couldn't figure that out. And I thought, other people must want this as well. And so the reality was it was something I could make. It wasn't really too terribly difficult to make. I could shoot video. I mean, I didn't have a background in that. But I borrowed a video camera, and I knew what to put on the video. I knew what my daughter liked looking at. And so that's kind of how the first video came about.
Now, this, by the way, at the time, you weren't just talking about a new product here. You're talking about a whole new industry.
Yes, amazingly so, although I didn't know it at the time. I mean, at the time, I really thought I'm making a video for my baby. I didn't know I was starting a business and starting an entirely new industry.
As you're experimenting with this and coming up with new ideas and thoughts for your baby, what was the aha moment that I might be onto something here?
You know, babies loved it. I mean, the truth is, the great thing about babies is that they don't lie. They never pretend, right? So a baby either loves it or hates it. They laugh or they cry. They don't say, oh, yeah, I kind of like this, and roll their eyes. They actually cry if they don't like it. So what I found was, okay, I've got a baby at home. She likes looking at this. Let's try it in playgroup. So I bring the video to playgroup, and other babies liked it too. And, you know, the truth is babies are babies.
The concept really was, beginning at a very young age, babies onto toddlers, getting them into some things that normally would be thought of as being only things adults will enjoy, right? I mean,
yeah.
So what you told us a story about,
Bubbles
and Mozart.
Yeah, so my daughter, before I came up with the idea for Baby Einstein, the inspiration really was one day I had my daughter laying on her back on the bed, and she was about 6 months old, and she was just watching as I was blowing bubbles, and they were sort of coming down on her, and she was fascinated, and in the background I had Mozart playing because I love the music. And I looked at that moment, actually I've got it on video, it's kind of funny, and I thought, this is exactly what I want to make, something that babies love. So what does the world look like to her? And for her at that moment, it was just close-ups of these bubbles coming down, and I couldn't find that. Like, nobody had actually thought to make videos that would contain visuals that are part of a baby's world quite naturally. So that's what I did.
So Disney said, hey, we really like this idea and we want it, Julie, huh?
They did, yeah. So it started out actually with the publishing organization of Disney giving me a call and saying, we'd like to license the name and have you write books. And so I said, absolutely. So we launched a Baby Einstein line of books. And 2 years later, we did about $25 million in business. Not only with the books, but also with the video. And my husband and I said, wow, we could actually sell this for a whole lot of money. And so Disney was a really natural call for us because we already had a relationship with them.
Baby Einstein, Baby Bites, you actually worked as a consultant on the project with Disney for a while. You're not doing that anymore. What's next?
So what's next, and I should just tell you real quick, great website if you want more info about all this stuff is www.mommymade.com. It talks about all the projects I'm involved in.
Mommy Made.
Mommy Made, yes.
Okay, mommymade.com.
Yes. And Baby Bites is our newest sort of product for babies, and it's taking a lot of the similar concepts that we did with Baby Einstein and bringing them to tablets and digital media because our DVDs don't do that. So it allows babies to interact with some of the cool visuals that we have, some games that we have, some really beautiful lullaby activities, bedtime stuff. I've got another really exciting company that I just want to tell everybody about. It's not just for babies. It's for everybody. It's an app, and it's called Happy Appy. So HAPPY, APPY. And it works on iPhones and Android devices. And basically, it just makes you happy.
It makes you happy. It makes you happy. Is this like one of those games where you just all of a sudden find you've blown about a full hour staring into your phone?
Well, it's always under 4 minutes.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yes, but every day it will give you, it'll send you a video that will make you happy. So I've culled all the videos from YouTube. They're never crude, rude, or nude. That's my line.
Thank you.
You can share them with your baby, your child, your grandma. But I swear to you, every single day you will get a happy, happy video, and it will make you smile.
Well, see, this is actually a time saver, because I don't know how many times I've heard, you know, that video, you got to see that video. It's the guy with the, you know, the banana in his ear, and you're on there searching banana in the ear, and you're getting 9 million of them, and then you end up watching those for far too long. So this actually does the work for you.
It does. And again, it's under 4 minutes. Every single day will make you happy. There's an alarm feature, so if you want, you can wake up on the right side of the bed. It's really sweet. Love it.
So, happy, happy.
Happy, happy.
How much is this going to set us back?
It's free.
Oh, come on.
I swear to you, it's free.
How about that?
Yeah, so definitely check it out. It was a way for me to kind of kick cancer's butt, because I've beaten breast cancer twice. And as a result, I just thought, okay, cancer makes us really unhappy. So I want to give the world something that makes them happy.
That's cool.
It's very cool.
And how do you generate help for cancer on that? Is there ads, or how do you?
Right now, there's nothing. It's actually, the help for cancer is, if you're struggling with cancer, watch Happy Happy, because we all need a smile.
To get in a better mood.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, but in all seriousness, what's the business model in an app?
Well, that's tricky, and I'm figuring that out right now, especially with Baby Bites. Happy Happy is one of those things that, you know, it didn't cost me a whole lot to make. I'm not sure I'm going to even worry about monetizing it. It was kind of a goodwill gesture for me, but Baby Bites is tricky. I mean, apps are expensive for the most part to make, so we're finding that the technology is just a lot more intricate than it was making DVDs. The business model is, again, tricky. We're not sure. Right now, we've got a free app out there just to generate awareness. It's called Lullabites, and we've got two new really great apps coming out. They're both going to be under, probably they'll run about $1.99. You know, I mean, this is the thing. It's tricky with apps. People are like, ooh, I don't want to spend $1.99. And yet, you know, you'll spend that on half a cup of coffee at Starbucks. So we'll see. It's a tricky business.
And it's about the exposure. Once people realize what an app does, then they usually take off, but apps wind up being viral like a lot of other things on the internet. So it's the timing at hitting that niche.
Yes, exactly.
Before we let you go, I know you'll give a lot of advice to the women gathered here at the Bismarck Civic Center today, but for those that can't make it, that'll be listening and want to repeat your story, want to do, what advice would you have? Where do they start?
Gosh, you know, if you have an idea, I would say, number one, you need to be really realistic. So is it something that you can afford, not only from a financial standpoint, but a time standpoint, because when you start a business, it's a heck of a lot of work. So, you know, do you have the time? And if it involves leaving your job to do it, you better make sure that you've got a backup plan, or you can keep doing it on the side. Entrepreneurs do a lot of the work themselves when they start a business, so be prepared to do that. Look at the market. Does the product you're looking at exist? If it does, how is yours going to be better? And if it doesn't, why doesn't it exist? Is there a reason? Are people not really interested in it? Or is it just somebody hasn't done it yet? So two really important questions to ask yourself.
But be unafraid, huh?
Be unafraid, which is the hardest part of all. We all fear, right? I mean, we're going to lose money. We're going to lose face. I mean, if I invest my heart in this business and it doesn't succeed, how do I feel about that? Can I deal with failure?
Well, in your case with the baby Einstein, it was a passion, because you're doing it for your child.
Absolutely. And that's what's hard. I mean, really, when you start a business, the truth is, every woman here, we're passionate about what we're doing. You know, I mean, that's why we're doing it. And so starting a business is a lot of work. You got to care about it.
All right. So again, Mommy Maids.
Mommy Maid.
Mommy Maid.
Yes.
No plural. MommyMaid.com. And Happy Happy.
Yes.
I'm getting happy, happy right now.
Excellent.
Julie Clark, the keynoter. Thanks, Julie.
All right. Thank you.
Good to meet you.
You too.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Bakken Bruce. He's the guy you want to call if you have a problem in the Bakken. I'm talking about Bruce Anker at Legacy Steel Buildings. They're the industry leader in providing superior quality service and durability at great prices. And I've heard the story over and over and over again. Scott, thanks for the tip. Glad you sent us to Bruce. Can't believe the deal we're getting. Oh, incredible. We'll never build another building with anybody ever again. That's what they tell me. And you know what? Even if you never end up buying a thing from Bruce and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, it'll be worth the time to learn a little bit about solving problems in the Bakken. That's why I call him Bakken Bruce, because I tell you, he can solve problems. Bruce and his brother Wayne Anker have Legacy Steel Buildings. It's a great, great story. They've been building buildings for generations all throughout the Upper Midwest. Call this number, 800-237-9620. 800-237-9620. Ask for Bakken Bruce at Legacy Steel Buildings. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Go to Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Don from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions.
Don, why do farmers feed corn to cows when it could be used for people instead?
People eat sweet corn, and although a cow would probably eat sweet corn too, they're fed field corn. Field corn is also used to make ethanol, oils, syrups, and even vitamins, paints, and plastics. Some people say feeding corn to cattle is unnatural, but if you put a cow in a pen with a choice of corn or grass, it will choose the corn. Corn-fed means that the animal eats a nutritionally balanced corn ration for a few months before they enter the food chain. Cattle spend most of their lives eating grass.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
By the way, I have the Happy Appy now. So
I do too.
Do you? Are you downloaded?
I haven't looked at the video yet, though.
Me either. I haven't looked at the days, but I have it. So thank you, Julie. We're at the Women's Business Summit, Bismarck Civic Center today. We're going to talk with another business success story, a North Dakota native that now has business out of Rapid City, South Dakota, that's expanded to five other states besides South Dakota. So stay tuned for that in just a moment here. We do have a breaking news alert on the back and forth in the deal making in Congress. Evidently, John Boehner told reporters no decision about what exactly we will do has been done yet. After more than 2 hours, they are walking back from a plan that had emerged this morning. Guess what that means? The grassroots doesn't like the deal. And so anyway, Republican leaders struggled on Tuesday to craft a new proposal to reopen the government and alter parts of the president's health care law after a plan presented behind closed doors to the Republican rank and file failed to attract enough support immediately to pass. And by the way, Harry Reid, he's ticked about it. He took to the floor of the U.S. Senate shortly after the House previewed their plan and called it nothing more than a blatant attack on bipartisanship and an attempt to torpedo a bill to raise the debt limit or fund the government. We felt blindsided by the news from the House. It won't pass the Senate.
So, like that earlier Facebook post.
Charlie Brown's teacher, more of the same. Yeah, exactly right. All right. Ellen Glute is here of Total Quality Maintenance. Hello, Ellen. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you.
And Ellen is from Hoople, North Dakota.
That's right.
But now
proud of it.
Based in Rapid City, South Dakota, and operating a business in six states. But I understand that you were certified by the Center for Technology and Business. What's that all mean? Tell us about the certification process.
Well, I've been in business since 1994, having been a counselor before that, including in North Dakota many years ago. And I looked everywhere for certification. And I found some options, but they were very spendy and very time-consuming. And so I was just tickled pink to find the Center for Technology and Business. And they were so helpful, and their process is painless. And it also doesn't cost a lot of money. So,
what does the certification get you?
I have a contract with a property management firm, a large one, that requires a certain amount of their contract to be minority and woman-owned, so that they're into diversity, of course, and they're required to have that. Well, I probably wouldn't have gotten that contract without that certification.
So, in other words, you can't just tell them, "Hey, we're women-owned."
No,
you have to have official process to prove it.
Exactly. And so, this was the only place I checked: Montana, Wyoming, Nebraska, Minnesota, and there was not an option. And I checked nationally: Washington, Chicago. Those were very, very spendy. So here it was in my backyard, and I didn't know it.
How many states do you do business in?
Six total.
So you're a fairly large business then for the region.
Well, I guess I'd be considered large. You know, it's me and my son-in-law and my office staff. We do janitorial, lawn care, snow removal in those six states, mostly for a large telephone company. But I also do janitorial in North Dakota for a couple of smaller telephone companies. Been cleaning Columbia Mall up at Grand Forks for 15 years.
I can imagine with the snow removal side, you were a little busy down in Rapid City.
Yes, 36 inches in Rapid City, 48 inches in Deadwood Lead. It was crazy. I was out of my house for 10 days, no electricity.
Tell us about what it's like to be a business owner, number one, and a successful female business owner, and what encouragement you'd have for others out there.
I just love it. You know, like I said, I was a counselor and a manager for nonprofit for many years, and I enjoyed that. I loved helping people. But then I went away to Stanford to an executive program and decided, you know, I think I want to be in business. I want to make some money. And I've just kind of moved it forward. And my employees are now my clients of sorts, and I treat them well, give them what they need to do the job. We have a good thing going. I love performing for my customers, having happy customers. I love the independence of being in business, the autonomy, get to do pretty much what I want when I want. On the other hand, you know, if I've got to clean a toilet, I've got to clean a toilet.
Do what it takes.
That's right, exactly. And I like the income because I can do good things for the people I care about.
What happens at a summit like this? Why is it important to participate?
I think it's always good to be reminded of professional growth. You know, I come here and I see all these younger women, and I'm a little bit sentimental, saying, you know, I've been there, done that. I know how that feels.
Encourage them, right?
Yeah, it feels good to look back and say I've done it. It just feels good, and you can't ever stop learning. You just can't ever stop learning.
Congrats on your success, Al. Nice to meet you.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it very much. All right, tomorrow the Talk Radio Town Hall, we'll get the latest on the showdown over the slowdown. My thoughts exactly. God bless you, folks.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetlesbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. 8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.